Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Oh, hey, let me tell you about this week's Earbuds sponsor, Focusrite. Podcasting can be full of daunting concepts like gain staging and signal chains and waveform degrungulating. Did you even notice that I just made that last one up? Skip the jargon and be your best creative self with an audio interface from Focusrite. Once you're ready to record, Focusrite has taken the guesswork out of setting your levels with their unique gain halos, blinking lights around each gain knob that let you know when you've reached your ideal level for your voice. We'll have more information about Focusrite and their audio interfaces in the show notes of this episode. You can learn more at Focusrite.com. That's Focusrite.com. We are also supported by LWC Studios and their latest podcast. LWC Studios just launched a new show, How to Talk to High Achievers About Anything. And they need you. They're interviewing Black and Brown professionals about their triumphs and where they still sometimes trip up. They want to speak with folks who are achieving new heights, either in their personal or professional lives, and who are looking for ways to keep leveling up. If this is you or someone you know, please contact producer Virginia Laura at virginia@lwcstudios.com to talk about scheduling an interview. Don't miss your chance to be a guest on this show. LWC Studios is an award-winning content studio, and this show is a great opportunity to get your story out there. Hey, welcome to the show. Songs, sounds, and their stories. That's what's on tap for today's episode of Feedback. How are you doing today, dear listener? In a moment, I'll tell you about this week's podcast picks. Then I'll tell you about our spotlight recommendation. And before we close it out, a few podcast news tidbits. Yes, it is a shorter episode today. Sometimes we like to switch it up. Episodes hover between 10 minutes and 25 minutes. This one will be on the shorter side. Mostly, we want to give you ample time to listen to our recommendations and then report back with your findings. As always, we would love your feedback. I have been listening to podcasts on Good Pods lately. It is a social podcast listening app, which means that there's a news feed of sorts. So if I press play on a podcast, it'll show up on the news feed. And if you're following me, you can see what I'm listening to. And if I'm following you, I can see what you're listening to. So it's a really fun way to share podcast recommendations. You can also leave comments for individual episodes, and that is what I'm asking you to do here. If you're listening to this on Good Pods, say hello in the comments, and I will say hello right on back. This week's themed list comes to us from Nathan Wizard, who writes, "Audio editing decisions and the distinct sounds and songs that have become cultural staples mean something different to every person listening. Here are a few episodes from vastly different podcasts where the hosts and guests dissect songs, soundtracks, artists, or stories that are good, bad, or wild and off the wall. They include fun anecdotes, trivia, and history behind the sounds, feelings, and creative processes of the people and bands that created them. Being able to put work out into the world and have it impact people in ways you'd never imagine is a feeling I hope listeners will be excited about." Here are the episodes that Nathan chose as part of their themed list on sounds, songs, and their stories. You may have noticed that this week we don't have an interview or a voice clip, so I am going to be telling you about Nathan's podcast picks. Let's get into them. First up, we've got the podcast Punch Up the Jam, and the episode is called Mm-mm-mm-mm by Crash Test Dummies with Io Adeboye. Nathan writes, "This podcast, created by two comedians in 2017, takes notable songs from pop culture, breaks them down, and rewrites them. In this episode, Io Adeboye is on the show. And the hosts and their guests are remixing a hypnotic 90s hum anthem. The show's a real treat. And Earbuds curator Nathan Wizard earnestly recommends the entire catalog." Next up is the podcast Song Exploder, and the episode is called 100 Gex Money Machine. In each episode of this podcast, host Hrishikesh Hirway speaks with a musical artist to break down one of their songs and hear the thought process that went into creating it. This episode features the musical duo 100 Gex, which is widely known within the hyperpop genre. The next podcast recommendation comes from Teen Creeps, and the episode is called R.L. Stine's Bad Moonlight. Here is the description. Hosts Kelly and Lindsay review mostly young adult pulp fiction, mystery, and other notable horror-based pop culture pieces. In this episode, they read Bad Moonlight by R.L. Stine, the story of a girl who joins a band, but it turns out to be all werewolves. Next up is the podcast Lizard People, Comedy and Conspiracy Theories, and the episode is called Beyonce is Solange's Mother with Oscar Montoya. Here is what this episode is about after that ridiculous title. Host Caitlin Hempstead invites a friend on each episode of this podcast to posit a conspiracy theory to her. The guests aim to win her over with their argument and evidence by the end of the episode. Topics range from realistic to outright asinine. In this episode, actor and comedian Oscar Montoya presents the theory that Beyonce is her sister Solange's mother. Fun fact, I was actually on this show a few weeks ago with Lauren Passell, who writes Podcast the Newsletter, and we posited the theory that Joe Rogan is a government plant who is meant to delegitimize the work of podcasters. You can check out that episode. We will link to it in the show notes. We had a lot of fun with it. Next up, and the last episode of this week's theme, comes from the podcast Get Played, and the episode is called Unlocked, Premium DLC, Startup Sound Ranking. In this episode, and in this podcast, hosts Heather, Nick, and Matt discuss notable video games from throughout history. Earbuds curator Nathan Wizard recommends this as a good slice of life podcast if you want to tune into a group of friends chatting. In this episode, Nick, Heather, and Matt go through every single gaming console startup sound and rank them. That is a wrap on this week's list of podcast recommendations from Nathan. Thank you for curating this list on sounds, songs, and their stories. Nathan's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form at earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? Anyone can curate a list. Find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, it's spotlight time. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast Good Nicks. Here's what it's about. Good Nicks is an audio project exploring the journey and meaning of doing good in the world for people who do good or are just thinking about it. As we follow along the journey of these Good Nicks, we dig into who and what inspired them, what keeps them up at night, their sacrifices, their rewards, their failures, and what it means for their relationships. Good Nicks is a limited run 10-part series that just dropped, and I encourage you to check it out. It really is infusing a dose of good into the world. You can find Good Nicks everywhere and at goodnicks.org. That's GOODNIKS.org. Next up, some things you might love if you love podcasts. Great Pods is a website that likens itself to the Rotten Tomatoes for podcasts. The newsletter and website collect reviews from professional critics to help you discover your next listen. Season 3 of Appalachian Mystery is here. This season investigates the story of a lesbian couple that was found brutally murdered near the Appalachian Trail. As authorities built the first federal sexually based hate crime prosecution in the nation's history, a web of horrific crimes crept down the Blue Ridge Mountains into the heart of Virginia. In related news, we recently published a blog post written by Maddie Stout of Jam Street Media featuring five podcasts from Appalachia. We'll link to that in the show notes of this episode. And last but not least, as I've been saying for the past few weeks, Earbuds recently joined the Pod News newsletter network. We will have more information for you soon on that. It's going to mean a nicer looking website, an easier process for submitting your podcast lists, an easier process for buying ads on our newsletter and on our podcast, and a lot more positive changes coming your way. In the meantime, subscribe to Pod News, which is a daily podcast newsletter that brings you industry insights and so much more. You can get it at podnews.net. That's it for this round of Feedback with Earbuds. Thank you for listening. We're back next week with more podcast recommendations. Have a great listening week ahead. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.